So happy Easter. Thanks for coming this morning to pray. I don't know about you, but these past years have been rather difficult for me, and I think for many of us. COVID, divisions in our society and our families, adjusting to the consequences of our all being addicted to screens. People sometimes seem angry. There's uncertainty and instability and questions about where we are going and what that will look like. We worry about the future and those in need. Life just isn't very pleasant these days, and it's easy to lose hope and fall into despair. Let's go back to the year 33 AD, the year Jesus died. The people were under occupation of a foreign government. There were disagreements about how to respond to that. A small group of people started following a teacher, Jesus of Nazareth. He was very different. His teachings were about service and sacrifice as the definitions of greatness and love. He said, "Blessed are the poor, and the meek will inherit the earth." A group followed him every day for 3 years and came to know that he is the Son of God, the one they had been waiting for. He hinted at difficult things to come, including carrying a cross, but they weren't sure what he meant. It seemed that he was getting them ready for something big. He gathered them for a sacred meal and spoke to them from his heart. He spoke of unity with his Father, and he prayed for unity among his followers. Then one of them betrayed him. As a result, Jesus was arrested, whipped, and mistreated. And though innocent, he was condemned to death without much of a trial. He carried his cross, was crucified, died, and was buried. Some of his followers left. They had had enough. They had given up. They had lost hope. But some stayed. Some, those closest to him, did not give up hope. Some held on to hope that this was not the end. Some of the women continued to go to the tomb where he was buried. Mary Magdalene saw a vision of an angel saying that he was alive. Peter and John went to the tomb, and holding on to the hope they shared, they found the tomb empty. They saw and believed. Because they knew him so well, their hope kept them together. Their hope gave them a sense that he was not gone. They had experienced his mercy, his forgiveness, his love. They knew him. They knew he would be back. And he was risen from the dead. That is hope in the midst of darkness. Hope comes from our relationship with Jesus Christ, who offers us a future with him. It is a future where things will be different, where things will be of God, where things will be right and just, where those in need will be cared for, where those in despair will be loved. Every 25 years, our Catholic Church has a jubilee year, a year to stop and refocus and rebalance things. And this 2025 is one of those years. Pope Francis has called on us to reflect on Christian hope this year and has given us the theme, Pilgrims of Hope. He knows how much our world needs hope. He knows how much our world needs Jesus and the confidence that comes from him. Jesus formed that group of disciples who knew him well. And after the resurrection, they went out and through him changed the world. That was the beginning of the church. Today, we are the church, the people who know Jesus, the people who are sent by him to share his message of hope. We gather to be strengthened by him, to be nourished by his sacraments, so that he can use us to bring hope as we care for the poor, as we recognize his presence in those in need, as we work for unity, as we look to Christ Jesus before anyone or anything else. We are people of hope. We find our hope in Jesus Christ. We share that hope with our world. People will see and believe. Thank you for being here this morning to pray together and to worship God. Thank you for your faith in Christ Jesus, risen from the dead. Thank you for bringing the hope that comes from him to our hurting world. Happy Easter. Happy Easter.